Hello, you're listening to the Deadline News podcast, a review of the front pages of the Scottish newspapers on Monday, the 15th of November 2010, with me, Claire Carswell. First up, let's look at the Herald. And their main story is an exclusive. Minister attacks plans for immigration crackdown. Hislop warns proposed border controls will harm the Scottish economy. The Scottish Government last night launched a fresh attack on plans for tighter UK immigration controls, claiming they will damage the economy and the ability of universities to attract overseas students. There's also the main photograph on the front page of the Herald is of Rachel and Paul Chandler, this couple who were sailing and were kidnapped over a year ago, who have now been released. Second up, the Scotsman this morning. Their lead story is of the British couple, Rachel and Paul Chandler. Hostage couple's $1 million ransom. Britain's freed by pirates after cash paid twice in double cross. Pair tell of their joy, but relive beating 388-day Somali ordeal. The British couple held captive by Somali pirates for more than a year said they were happy to be alive and free after a ransom of up to $1 million was reportedly paid. The main photograph for the Scotsman is of Prince William, who flew to Helmand to lead the Armistice Day service. Afghan mission for William is the title there. The Scottish Daily Mail, their lead story is also the Chandlers. So happy to be alive, so happy to be free. Exhausted but elated, Paul and Rachel Chandler will return home today after being freed in return for a secret £625,000 ransom. So some differences on the reported fee paid for their release between the papers, but there is a large amount of money paid to the pirates and they are now released. Scottish Daily Express, their main story is new pills to stop you piling on the pounds. Scientists are working on a new range of slimming pills after the discovery of a gene that causes people to put on weight. The main photo on the right-hand side, Prince William, as he was in Helmand, giving Remembrance Service Day service. And at the top, the Chandlers also feature on the front page. More on that on inside on page 4 and 5. The Daily Record, their main story the main picture at the top there is of Katie Weisel from The X Factor. That's what draws your attention initially. But the main story is an exclusive. You can run, but you can't hide. We track down drug case fugitive after 13 years. A suspected drug dealer who has been on the run for 13 years has been tracked down by the Daily Record. So quite a meaty story there on the front of the Daily Record. The Sun, the Scottish Sun, they lead with an X Factor story, X Factor exclusive. Katie's double, apparently the contestant Katie Weisel has released a song in the US already, which raises questions over her legitimacy to be in the X Factor, I believe. The Daily Mirror, main story is the Chandlers again, that's down the bottom, Taxi to Freedom, while up top, and the largest photograph there is of Katie from The X Factor. She battles to stay in the competition. Daily Star, they lead with Blunder Club are Kraut of Order, Old Soldiers Dismay at Pick Boob. A Scots football club are at the centre of Remembrance Day row after their match day programme featured German troops heading off to fight our boys alongside the forces. Charity slogan, lest we forget. Embarrassed, Airdrie United admitted they got it wrong after first claiming the picture showed Allied soldiers. And to round up then, looking at the Times, freedom for British hostages at a price. Rachel and Paul Chandler dominating the front page there. A double ransom deal struck with the Somali pirates led to the release yesterday of the retired couple who were kidnapped while sailing off the Seychelles more than a year ago. And they also have a second story there, council tax and jobs in balance after unions snub pay freeze. John Swinney hopes of striking a deal with 500,000 public sector workers to freeze pay for a year as part of a new social contract. Look doomed yesterday after union leaders dismissed the idea as unacceptable. Daily Telegraph, main story, Ireland fights to stave off £77 billion bailout. Emergency talks go on into the night. Rescue could cost British taxpayers £7 billion. This is Ireland was fighting for its political and economic independence last night as secret negotiations began in Brussels over an international bailout of £77 billion. So the Irish economy in a bit of trouble there. I'm hoping to seek that out in seek a resolution to that in Brussels. The main photograph is of the Prime Minister's wife, Samantha Cameron. We watched as the Queen and her husband led tributes to the fallen in Remembrance Sunday. They also feature the Chandler story on the front page, as well as Newlywed Britain Dies in Ambush. This is the woman who died on her honeymoon in South Africa, British woman who died in South Africa when her husband were travelling in Cape Town. Prostate cancer code cracked, a major breakthrough in scientists' understanding of what causes prostate cancer. Also on the front of the Telegraph, as well as Swinney to freeze public pay, which is a similar story that the Times also lead with. That's a roundup of the front pages of the Scottish papers today with me, Claire Carswell. Thanks for listening.